Paul, there's obviously some excitement for David Gustafsson to make his NHL debut tonight. What have you seen from him leading into this moment here tonight at this level?
He's an unusual young man in that he came in, and we've talked about in this past that most of these kids get here on offensive, either having scored a bunch, get drafted real high because they're real good offensive players. He's got a real smart defensive stick and a real quick pickup on the reads. He would be behind it the first couple exhibition games, but only by a foot and a half. And then you can see it in practices in the games. He started to pick that stuff up real quick.
What can you tell us about Letestu?
You know, he's out, and I'll just leave it at day-to-day. We're going to run some tests and get him looked at. It's non-concussion related. We just got to get some answers and some questions we don't have, and then we'll go from there.
Paul, what have you seen from Kyle Connor's game in the early stages of the year here?
I think he's getting better. I think missing camp is a challenge for any player. His legs came first. He's starting to skate again the way I think he can. He's had a bunch of chances to score. And I think when you get a guy who gets a new contract, a shooter, he wants to score twice as many, right? He wants to prove it. So his game's fine. I think it's getting better. You saw in Chicago, that was the key piece. So there's lots there. I really like Nikolai Ehlers' game. So I like the idea of that line and those wingers. I think he's getting better.
Coach, the Coyotes have played some pretty good opponents so far.
Yeah, they sure have.
What's your scouting report giving you as a theme for your guys tonight? If you could,
they would play exactly like Pittsburgh does. Different shooters. But maybe similar in how Pittsburgh looked without some of their shooters out of the lineup. They've got, you know, Phil Kessel. They've got some guys that can score. They've got some good offense, but very, very quick, very fast hockey team, and a very aggressive game. You know, they beat Vegas and earned it, and it was a heck of a game with Colorado, a team that nobody else seems to be able to get to that overtime very frequently. So they're right on. Good game against Boston, but they're very, very quick. They've learned to become hard on the puck. Their gap is good, and they've had some pretty fine goaltending.
How do you feel Neil Pionk has handled having such a key role for you guys so far this year?
Neil's been great. All that we would have hoped for from watching his video last year, being put in a pretty prominent role at times, playing with players. You know, he would have spent a lot of time with Mark Stahl last year when he played against the other team's best, a veteran guy. We've played him now with some pretty young players, but he's played very, very well.
And you have a chance at your 700th career win tonight. What would that accomplishment mean to you?
I'm old. Just really, really old. Okay, thanks, guys.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you said that's it. But you can't think that door got open and I wasn't running for it. You know, that was the fastest I've moved in a while.
Aside from that, in Gustafsson, of course, bottom six has a new look.
We're looking for some pairings and starting to be mindful of matchup. So the options are, if you had a hard-checking line, like the Lowry concept last year, you could consider even running Pionk and Morrissey behind it if they have a defined offensive group, like we have a pretty defined offensive line. If not, we need the top four, to look a certain way to be able to play against a certain kind of players, and then some penalty killing on the bottom two. So we're trying to find some combinations we really like.
Given your power play and Arizona, I guess, scores, or at least last year scored a lot of
points. This will be a big night.
Yeah. Would the coach and you have loved to work yesterday?
No, absolutely. At 7-11, you know, that's all. That's the toughest stretch you get in hockey now, is 7 games and 11 nights off the East Coast. I think Dallas is the only other team that's kind of going through that. They're 7-12. They've played a heavier schedule in terms of competition than we have, and you see the results there. No, we needed to rest. I think the optimist and the coach would say tonight's the perfect night because they are so aggressive on their penalty kill that it will force us to get to a speed level that we haven't got to yet, and that's where we need to get to, and we'd love to get some practice time with it for sure, because we just haven't had any with it, with the schedule and with the contracts that got signed late. We'd love to get, and we've got really good players on it, so we have confidence that it's going to work, but there's a rate of speed that we haven't hit yet, and we'll be forced into that tonight.
Any indication when you might see Brian Little in red?
Soon, I hope. No, because he has to go through his, you know, the tests, and they set that up whenever he feels good, and the day he does, he'll be in red.